Hare Krishna. Rupa Bhatti asks a question which is a little difficult in phrase, but I think basically the topic is what is the role of motivation in devotional service, and how do those with mixed motives reveal themselves. The definition of pure devotional service, sanyabhilashita shunyam, is well known amongst Vaishnavas. And here specifically, it is motivation which determines the purity of devotion, jnana, karma, dhyanavrittam. And of course, these are very general categories, jnana, karma, yoga, but all types of motivation fall into those three general branches. Sense enjoyment, liberation, acquirement of some type of mystic power. It sometimes takes place, I was going to say often takes place, but in any case, it takes place that one's motivation for Krishna is not for pleasing Krishna, but for one's own aggrandizement, or a combination of the two. One also wants to please Krishna, but also wants to get some type of result. The former, where one's just wanting to engage in devotion as a means of personal benefit in some way or another, is of very low grade or very low quality. Better than that is when someone wants to please Krishna, but also because of the overriding influence of some other desire. Therefore, one's motivation to serve is mixed. There's also a desire in order to satisfy one's senses, become liberated from this material world, and as mentioned earlier. And of course, then there's pure devotion, where one only wants Krishna to be pleased. Let Krishna be satisfied. Let Krishna be pleased. These are philosophical principles I'm mentioning. So, the activities of all of these three persons may appear to be identical. I mean, they are generally identical, say in the realm of sadhana bhakti. And so it may be difficult to identify one or the other. But here she wants to know about what does it mean when someone exposes themselves. That means that ultimately what is within also must come out. Although one's devotional activities may be the same, but in the way that one speaks, in the way that one interacts with others, in the eventual course of devotion, it becomes clear who is someone who is a pure devotee and who is someone who has mixed motives. And those with mixed motives manifest themselves. They do that by displaying affinity for those things which they're attracted to. It comes out. It comes out in the way that they speak. It comes out in the results that they want out of the execution of devotional service. It will come out in a variety of ways. Unless such devotees get good association, pure Vaishnavas, and in them awakens the desire to give up these other types of attachments, give up mixed devotional service, and come to the platform of pure devotional service, there's every chance that these attachments that they have will become the predominating feature of their Krishna consciousness. And ultimately, if someone practices devotional service for some ulterior result, Krishna will easily give that. And when they give that, the risk is that they become absorbed in the enjoyment of the results of their karma, jnana, yoga. And the great loss there is that they don't get the real benefit of pure devotional service. So they have to therefore both enjoy and suffer here in this material world, and ultimately not be promoted to go home back to Godhead. Therefore, someone who is sincere, and this is also a measure of sincerity, is that when either he becomes aware of his mixed motives or others point it out to him, he tries to become free from those things by the guidance of superior quality devotees. And when someone is not interested in that type of rectification or change in his spiritual life, then ultimately, what can you do for that person? As Krishna says or at least it is said in the Bhagavatam, Krishna says, Icchā vitānam ijapāda palapam, that Krishna will fulfill those desires of a devotee, but he'll do it in such a way that even though a devotee may be distracted temporarily, he won't want to have those same type of desires again. So Krishna is very kind. He achieves both purposes. Both he fulfills those strong desires of a mixed lifestyle, and at the same time, he also fulfills them in such a way that similar types of material desires don't arise again, and that ultimately that Vaishnav takes shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. So in that way, Krishna is the best guru, and whoever renders devotional service to him in one way or another, ultimately he guides them back home, back to him. Hare Krishna.